Our text for meditation this morning comes from Psalm 147, the ninth verse. God provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever made a bird feeder before? The idea of a bird feeder is quite simple. Basically, you just put something that contains seed out and wait for the birds. Feeders can be very elaborate or they can be quite simple. They can be made out of glass, wood, metal, or any scrap material you have lying around the house. I remember when I was in elementary school, I made one out of a pine cone. Just slap some peanut butter on there, stick on some seed, and I could just hang it from a piece of string in the backyard. Watch the birds come. The bird feeders at the store, usually they have a big container for seed. So you only need to fill it once, and it'll be good for weeks. You could watch birds for hours on end and without any real effort. But thinking about it, I don't believe we need to provide birds with food. The psalmist says that God provides for the ravens when they call. He gives them the food they need to live. I would think the stretch of history running from the creation of the world to today, with an unbroken ancestry of ravens, provides ample evidence for this. There are berries and seeds where the ravens live, so they may eat, drink, and be merry. God provides for the ravens, although we might give them food as well. The bird feeders can sustain the raven population around your house, but ravens don't depend on your bird feeders for their very survival. If everyone on Earth takes down their bird feeders, ravens won't suddenly go extinct. You might say the same about people. God lets the rain fall on the righteous and on the unrighteous. The grass grows on the hills and crops grow in the fields. God wants people to live, so he provides the earth with what it needs to support our population. Sure, we might say that farmers can grow so much food because of selective breeding of plants and of use of fertilizer, but that does not change the fact that God provides us with the soil the seeds are planted in, the first seeds to be planted, the water to nourish them, and the sun to give them energy. There's so much God does that we see every day and think is just so natural. Really, the only reason why we have natural things is because our supernatural God made nature itself. So what we might consider to be natural has its roots in the spiritual, in the supernatural. God provides for us whether people acknowledge him or not. This is one of the ways God is gracious. He gives even to those who sin against him. And we certainly fall into that category. We live in a world tainted by sin, and where sin is, there is death. Even though God provides food for the ravens to survive from generation to generation, all ravens still die. There are ravens who die from starvation. There are ravens who die from being hunted by predators. And there are ravens who die from pollution, poisoning food, water, and the very air. What about these ravens? Does God provide for them? Does God provide for us? Are there not people in the world who die from starvation? Are there not people who die from being hunted by murderers? Are there not people who die from poison, illness, disease? There may be food here where we are in Canada, but what about in foreign nations where there's famine? Or even on the streets here in the city where there are homeless people, like Will, who go about hungry? We know our bodies are not immortal. Sin is rooted in our very veins. We go down to death because there's a consequence of the sin within us. How we die may not be known to us. Living in here in Edmonton, urban population, we might assume that we will die of old age. But this isn't for certain. We could be diagnosed with a terminal illness, giving us only months to live. We could die suddenly in a car accident. Death is a frightening fact that looms over our lives, which we do not have the power to avoid. It's not because God withholds food from us that we die. It's not God withholding his love from us so that we don't have what we need to live. The ravens don't die because God wants them dead, nor does God want anybody to die, not one human being. Sin has entered into the world and has caused the world to fall from God's provision. People are dying an eternal death, not because there is no food in their stomachs, but because they need the Spirit of God in their souls. God never provided sin, and death was never part of our Lord's plan. Yet, God's understanding is beyond all measure. Even if God's plan to provide us with everything we need to sustain our body and life is tainted by sin, God planned to send his Son, Jesus Christ, to provide us with salvation. God came down in the person of Jesus Christ, putting himself under the same provision human beings have, so that Christ may truly be one of us. And like us, God the Son saw death awaiting sinners. Therefore, he put on our flesh to undergo everything we have undergone. Jesus Christ, Son of God, used what God provided. Christ ate the food that God provided. Because we must survive on the fruits of the earth, Jesus ate from the fruits of the earth. Jesus did this because he was human. Because he was human in every way, he could know everything that we go through. Jesus knew about hunger. He knew about people who wanted to murder from firsthand experience. Jesus knew about sickness and disease. And Jesus knows how sin affects the world, including the horrors we face and the death we see coming for us. Now, this was why Jesus came into the world, so he could provide for us again. By the grace of God, we are provided with the cross of Christ, so that by our Lord's resurrection, all people can be provided with eternal life. I began talking with bird feeders. Ravens, by the grace of God, can survive off the fat of the land, but they receive a far steadier supply of food from bird feeders. Like what? We may nourish our bodies with the food that comes from farmers' fields, but it does not completely satisfy us. There is absolutely no food on earth that can satisfy us to life everlasting. There's another food we need, a food we crave, another food that is absolutely necessary for life. We do not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. God's word speaks clearly. It says that what we need to live to life everlasting is Christ and Christ alone. And God provides. God provides heavenly food, the only food that satisfies completely in his holy word. The Bible is God's bird feeder for us. Or I guess you could say a saint feeder. When Job asked God about all the injustices he suffered, and by the way, to have a shameless plug in the sermon, we're having a sermon series on Job for the Lenten Wednesday services. So please come at 7 p.m. for the services, and please come early for the 5:30 suppers. Yeah. So when Jesus asked God all the injustices he suffered, when Job asked God why he was being afflicted with so much suffering, the losses of family, wealth, property, and health, God replied, "Who provides for the raven its prey when its young ones cry to God for help and wander about for lack of food?" The obvious answer is God provides. God provides for the ravens, but God did not ask this because he wanted Job to think about how God gives ravens food. God asked who provides for the ravens because he wanted Job to think about who provided the things in Job's life. At every moment of Job's life, God provided. When Job faced suffering, losing family, livelihood, and health, God was still there providing for him. Maybe Job was sitting on dust and ashes because dust and ashes were all that was left from his life going up in smoke. But God was sitting on that ash pile with him. Job knew in his soul that his Redeemer lives, and even after his flesh is destroyed, Job will see his Redeemer with his own resurrected eyes. God provides in our times of trouble. We may not notice God is providing for us, but he does. God provides for us in his word. God provides us the comfort of knowing that Christ has gone through our suffering so that our Lord understands us from firsthand and very personal experience. God provides us with forgiveness on the cross. He provides this again in baptism and again in the bread and wine at the Lord's Supper. And God provides us with community when we meet our brothers and sisters here, having shoulders to cry on. When you feel like we are not being provided for, when we do not have what we need to live, God's word in Scripture provides us with everything we need. In times of trouble, we should delve deeper into God's word. When we are weak, God is strong. When we are despairing, our hope is in Christ. It is God who provides life to our souls and happiness to our hearts. He is our refuge. How has God provided this gift to you? Has he sent the word straight into your heart? Not really, no. God has used his saint feeders. God provided for you through his word. This word has been spoken to you. You have read it in the Bible, a book printed with human hands. Or you received the word of God through the waters of baptism given by a pastor. You've also been given the word of God when the pastor speaks here, the words of Christ, that bread and wine has become Christ's body and blood. God provides supernatural grace through natural means. God provided you with spiritual fruit through his saints. You are also God's saints, and you can spread the word of God as well. Everywhere you go, you can provide the life-giving food nourishing your soul. Spread the word of God to those you know so that they might eat. Just as there are ravens who die for lack of food, there are people who are starving spiritually. Talk to the people you meet, those you know and those who are strangers. You can even do more than just talk. Just share the love of God with them. On the last day, Jesus will look to you and say, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you let me in. I was cold and naked and you clothed me. And you can ask, when did I see you, Lord Jesus Christ? Hunger, thirsty. When did I see you naked, cold, or a stranger? Jesus ascended into heaven 2,000 years ago. When have you ever had the chance to meet him? But Jesus will point to our lives and say, this brother, this sister, this human being, you provided them with food, provided them with drink, you provided them with clothing, you provided them with shelter. This also you have done to me, for you have seen the image of God within them, and they have seen God through you. Tell the people. Tell them how your soul is satisfied, how you love. Tell them. Give them an answer for the love that is within you. Share with them the food that is supplying your soul so that they might not go hungry again. Tell them how they can be provided with fullness and spirit as well. Give them Christ so they might never go hungry. Bird feeders are for the birds, but the word of God sown in your heart is food to life everlasting for all people. Amen.
peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our food, life everlasting. Amen.